The What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to the American political system, apparently Mitt Romney has gone into attack mode over the revelation that he, in fact, lied about when he left Bain Capital. And, of course, he's been trying to say all along that all of the abuses of Bain Capital in terms of supporting the offshoring of American jobs all happened after he left. And he had nothing to do with that. He's a job creator, not a job destroyer. Well, it turns out, based on financial disclosure forms that he has been filing all along in his political career, that in point of fact, he lied. He flat out lied. That he was, in fact, still the CEO of Bain Capital, its sole stockholder, at a time when Bain Capital was making buku bucks investing in and supporting companies that profited by offshoring American jobs to other countries. So he was caught flat-out lying. Well, when you're a politician and you're caught flat-out lying, the first thing you do is you attack the people who are accusing you of being a liar. And so Romney's out there doing that. He's in high dudgeon. He's in the, how dare you dare to dare. And demanding an apology, which, of course, is not going to happen. And so Romney will adroitly try and turn the issue into a case of whether he's owed an apology or not in order to get people to not think about the fact that maybe he was, in fact, lying, which he was. So it's just an ugly, ugly situation. Now, the Department of Homeland Security, and I don't know why they're involved, but they are involved. They're going to be down there doing security for the Republican National Convention in Tampa. And the DHS is saying that they're expecting anarchists and violence and criminal activity, probably by all the undercover FBI informants who are being sent down there to incite violence and criminal activity. But we're getting up to a situation we could actually see the Republican National Convention literally blockade the Ron Paul supporters from getting in there, because it looks like, by the latest count of delegates, that Ron Paul has a plurality. And whether Romney likes it or not, he is not the only nominee for president on that ballot. And the situation is going to get ugly. And I'll tell you just how stupid the Republican National Committee is. Even Fox News is now admitting Romney cannot win the White House if he loses Ron Paul supporters. And he's not going to get them, because Ron Paul supporters know that Ron Paul got cheated again, just like he did in 2008. And if all the Ron Paul supporters are like myself, in which if Ron Paul is not on the ballot, I'm not even going to bother showing up to vote in November. I'm sure somebody will vote on my behalf, conveniently. But even Fox News is admitting, if Romney doesn't have the Ron Paul supporters in his corner, he will lose, which means that in foisting Mitt Romney, Mitch a sketch, the Wall Street manufactured puppet, as the nominee for the Republican Party, the Republican Party has basically handed Obama his second term. And I'm really sick of choosing the lesser of two evils, especially because this year they are both really evil people. Now, I'm not expecting a convention miracle where Ron Paul becomes the candidate. The smart thing would be for Mitt Romney to tag Ron Paul as his vice president to get the supporters back in there. Then we can all pray for a meteor to hit Mitch a sketch. It's not going to happen. We're hearing that Mitt Romney has already chosen his vice president. It will be announced possibly this week. A lot of talk about Condoleezza Rice being tapped as the new vice president, which I think Romney is doing because it pretty much looks like Hillary Clinton is going to get the VP nod from Obama for the second term. In fact, there's this TV movie, Political People, starring Sigourney Weaver. And it's very obviously it's supposed to be inspired by Hillary's life. And, you know, they're going to try and puff up her image between now and November. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about American politics, American invasion. The Social Security Administration has failed to record more than a million deaths. The Social Security Administration is supposed to keep track of who dies in this country so they can stop sending checks. And apparently, they missed 1.2 million Americans. Nobody knows where the checks are going, who's cashing them. Personally, I think this whole story is wrong. These 1.2 million Americans, they can't be dead. They're all registered to vote this next election. So, anyway, another little story. We just put it up on whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently, along with Bain Capital sending all these jobs to Asia, it turns out the U.S. federal government has been spending your tax dollars to pay for the training of Asian workers to work in call centers set up to benefit U.S. businesses. I mean, talk about insult to injury, salt in the wound. Bain Capital sends the jobs overseas. American businesses set up and say, yeah, we're going to hire these call centers overseas. And the U.S. government spends your tax money to help train these Asians to work in these call centers. Is it any more obvious whose side the government is on right now? It's not yours. The government is on the side of Wall Street and Israel, and you are just out of luck. Just amazing stuff here. All righty, let's see. CDC is out there screaming about how everybody needs to have their measles vaccine ahead of the London Olympics. They've issued this press kit, Travelers Health 2012 London Olympics. Everybody needs to get vaccinations before they leave. Which is kind of amazing because of all the bad news we're hearing about all these vaccines that are causing more problems than they cure. And the CDC is still out there pushing it. Why? Well, because the pharmaceutical industry makes a huge amount of money selling medicine to people who aren't actually sick. And if it does make them sick, hey, even better, got to come back and buy more stuff from us here. Speaking of buying more stuff from us, there's a story that came out of Denver that every time you think it just can't get any more slimy, something like this happens. Apparently down in Denver, Colorado, there's this doctor, Dr. Stephen Stein, who was reusing syringes for days at a time. And here's the thing. These syringes, you know, in the old days where the syringes were metal and glass and all the rest of it, you would autoclave them in between each use and sterilize them. Well, now everybody uses the disposable syringes. They cost about $4 each for a disposable syringe for medication. This doctor didn't want to do that. So he was reusing the syringes over and over and over again for days at a time. I imagine toward the end of the life cycle, once the needle got dull, he was inflicting a lot of pain on his patients. But then, heck, that's what dentists do. And now, of course, state health officials are warning all of his patients that they may have been exposed to HIV because he was just using the syringes from one patient to the next. And because they're plastic disposable, you can't autoclave them. You can't sterilize them. The best you can do is run some water through them. And to save $4 each per patient, this guy was just reusing the syringes and he exposed his patients to all kinds of infectious diseases, including HIV. And he did this over a period of 12 years. Dr. Stephen Stein. Talk about money junkie on display. Now, understand, I don't have a problem with money. And I don't have a problem with people who make money by providing goods or services that we all choose to avail ourselves of. Again, like the bakers and Dragon Speech Recognition. And they make millions of dollars on the basis of their invention. That's what capitalism is supposed to be. And money is very useful, and it can do a lot of good. But when you start looking at money as the end-all and be-all of existence, instead of money as a means to some greater and more noble aim, then you get into trouble, and your whole society starts to rot out from inside. And the idea that this dentist, just to save $4 overhead per patient, exposed his patients to HIV and who knows what all else, betrays a culture in which the acquisition of more money is the highest priority, and that cannot be. Yes, the desire for wealth is okay. I'd like to have a little more money. I'd like to hire better singers for my wife's demos. But that's to achieve the end of getting more music out into the world. I'm not trying to get money just to have money. I'm not wired that way. People can take money and they can do really good things with it. And again, Jim Cameron is absolute perfect example. He made all these wonderful movies that we all decided we wanted to see. And we, of our own free will, chose to buy tickets and DVDs to his movies. And Avatar is still my all-time favorite film. And that's what capitalism is supposed to be. And then Jim Cameron turns around and he's taking some of that money that he's made and he's putting it into research and science and exploring the oceans and stuff. I think that is so cool. We need to restore the balance in our society of priorities. Yeah, making money is a good thing to do, but it's got to be balanced by other things like taking care of our fellow citizens. Making sure our roads aren't going to swallow our cars or our bridges collapse. Making sure our schools are actually teaching our kids something that justifies the huge expense. making sure that health care is about health and not just another opportunity for insane profits. Meanwhile, there's a brewing controversy over a piece of legislation that's being called the Monsanto Protection Act. And it turns out there's a rider attached to the 2012 Farm Bill and the 2013 Agriculture Appropriations Bill that will basically mandate the federal government to approve all genetically modified organisms upon application from the biotechnology companies. It's almost like, why do we even bother approving it? It's going to be a rubber stamp. There's no more oversight. And these riders will prohibit all safety reviews of genetically modified organisms from having any real impact on the approval process, which means even if there are reports that a genetically modified organism is causing harm and damage and risk, it won't be considered. It's just going to be an automatic, yes, genetically modified thing, yes, you're approved, approved, approved. I imagine some congressman's nephew is going to have that job because all they got to do is sit in an office and stamp approved, approved, approved. They don't have to read anything. They don't have to evaluate the risk. It's just putting a license on the government and say, yeah, put it on out there. By the way, I don't know if you're familiar with this or aware of this or not. Most of the tomatoes being sold in your supermarkets now are genetically modified. They started tinkering with the genes a while back in order to make the tomatoes last longer in the supermarket. They tinkered with the genetics so they could harvest the tomatoes while they're still green, and they would sort of continue to ripen all by themselves as they're in that shipping container heading for who knows where. The problem is those genetically modified tomatoes have got almost no taste to them at all, and sales have started to slide, even over and above the people who are aware that these are genetically modified organisms. So what are the food corporations going to do? Are they going to go back to natural, organically grown tomatoes that taste like tomatoes are supposed to taste? No. We're going to go back in and we're going to tinker with the genetics even more. We're going to reactivate the flavor genes. We're going to keep on tinkering until this thing is exactly what will give us the maximum amount of profitability. Make them addictive. That's what we'll do. We'll genetically engineer tomatoes to produce nicotine, and they'll be addictive, and people will want to eat them. And we'll be rich, 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 rich. I shouldn't have said that. I probably just gave some money junkie food corporation executive the idea that he's going to retire on. All righty. Florida cop fired for planting drugs said he did that and more, but under orders from his supervisors. So the cops are being told they have to go out and have arrests in order to justify budgets and promotions, and they're going on out and framing people for the sake of promotions and pay raises. Amazing stuff here. All righty, let's see. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is now in the control room. He took over for this third hour. We're going to have Jim Rogers on our show next week talking about LIBOR and various other frauds that are going on and why you should really be upset about it. And I understand, I'm watching the corporate media feed here, absolutely desperate not to talk about all of this fraud and corruption throughout the banking system that's beginning to surface. Instead of counting the number of bankers who are crooked, I think we could save a lot of time and effort and energy by finding the one or two who are actually honest out there. I think if Diogenes was wandering around Wall Street with his lantern searching for an honest man, he'd be very frustrated. Actually, he'd probably be mugged, and they would take the lantern away from him because there's oil in there, you know. All righty, we're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, looks like maybe they were premature to declare they found the God particle. We'll be talking about that. More about Sandusky and all this other stuff that's going on. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about the God particle now to sort of bring you up to date on this. There is this theory called the Big Bang. And it was devised by this monk who was looking at the work of Edwin Hubble, who discovered that the further objects are from Earth, the greater their spectrum is shifted to the red. Now, Edwin Hubble himself did not claim to understand what was causing the red shift. And there are numerous explanations for what could be causing that. But the one that this monk, whose name I'm blanking on, I can't remember it off the top of my head, settled on was Doppler shift. That the further objects are away from Earth, they must be receding from us. The expanding universe. And, of course, the idea was that if you looked backward in time, you'd come to a point where the entire universe came out of a supreme moment of creation. And, of course, the monk just loved that one. And the theory was called the Big Bang, and religions loved it because it implied a supreme moment of creation that could only be explained by the bearded one, the imaginary playmate up in the sky. And then along came Albert Einstein, and he kind of wrecked it for everybody with his general theory of relativity, which explained that objects of sufficient mass have gravity fields that are so powerful that nothing can escape, not even light. And this, of course, was a direct paradox with the theory of the Big Bang. Well, instead of going back and questioning that dogma of the Big Bang, cosmologists have been striving for salaries and tenure ever since to try and find some way to reconcile this idea of the supreme moment of divine creation with general relativity. And what they came up with ultimately was this idea that at the moment of creation, the universe didn't have any mass at all. Therefore, there was no gravity field and nothing to prevent it from escaping out into what we see today. And the idea was that there was this two kinds of particles out there. There was sort of this pre-matter, Big Bang matter, we'll call it batter for lack of anything better. It needs to be cooked to turn into the universe. And there was this other particle called the Higgs boson. And they kind of work together like the two tubes of epoxy cement, where after everything gets far enough away from the moment of creation where gravity is not going to be much of a hindrance, these two tubes mix together, and after 5 minutes, they become ordinary matter with mass, and the laws of physics start to apply. That's how they got around this idea that general relativity and the Big Bang contradict each other. So they've been trying to find and prove this Higgs boson ever since, and they've spent a lot of money doing it. Most recently with this Large Hadron Collider at CERN, which, like Stonehenge and the pyramids and the great cathedrals of Europe, is a fantastically expensive construction designed to communicate directly with God. And they spent a lot of money and they haven't come up with anything, and they're looking at budget cuts. And so about a week ago, they announced they'd found something that kind of sort of maybe might be really close to the Higgs boson. And, of course, it took the corporate media to take that next step and said, yes, they found the God particle. God is up there. We won't have to die. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Now, CERN itself did not go that far. It stopped short of saying it was the Higgs boson. They sort of said it was sort of Higgs-esque. It was Higgs-like. Really looks close. If you squint, it could be mistaken for the Higgs. Well, now Cornell University has basically come out and said, no, this isn't it. It's not decaying in accordance with the models. This may be something else completely new, but it's not the Higgs after all. I'm sure we'll see the regular corporate media go on talking about God particle and heaven is proven and all the rest of that, because that's what they're paid to do. But I did urge a little bit of caution when this story first broke that they'd found the God particle, and I said for a couple of reasons. First of all, science requires reproducibility, and CERN just had the one signal that they were trying to hold a press conference on. And that CERN, you know, going out there and sort of trying to imply that this was the God particle, this was a press stunt to make it politically difficult for their funding to be cut in these hard economic times. And I'm all for scientific research and scientific funding, and I'm sure that there's a lot of good work that CERN can do. But this search for the God particle sort of dragged them off topic, so to speak. And now it looks like it was another failure and another embarrassment here. All righty, let's see. We got a caller waiting on the line, Jesse in New York. Aloha, Jesse. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike. I just had a comment about the GMOs you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
There's actually a Simpsons episode where they invent tobacco, where they combine the tomato with the tobacco. It's pretty funny. You got to check it out.
You know, everyone, the Simpsons are funny, and I love their movie, but I never got to watch much of the show itself. But great minds think alike. That's all I can say.
Everyone gets addicted to it, and then there's this big corporation that comes and tries to buy it from them and everything. It's funny. Another thing is, with the GMOs, have you ever had Jeffrey Smith on as a guest?
No, I haven't. I probably, if you will send me his, if you'll email me his contact information, I'll try and get him on the show.
Yeah, he does the Institute for Responsible Technology. ResponsibleTechnology.org is his website. And he's like,
all right, I'll take a look.
The biggest GMO exposer, basically. He wrote the book Genetic Roulette. And
okay, yeah, we got to get him on the show. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Working 2 jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And you're following up with what we were talking about with Bessie, the genetic technology, I mean, they're playing with literally the software that controls your body. And we already know there have been some very reckless maneuvers with genetically modified technology. We know that a lot of the genetically modified products are showing unexpected side effects and mutations when they get out into the wild. There should be more control over this, not less. This technology is as dangerous, it's as much of a threat to the human race as out-of-control nuclear technology. And yet the same government that's out screaming about Iran's medical isotopes has just agreed to simply rubber stamp and approve anything that comes out of these genetic labs in the United States of America. Sure, you know, put it out there. We're not even going to pay attention to any reports that it might actually be harmful because there's money on the line. And when there's money on the line, the U.S. government snaps too. When Wall Street speaks, Washington, D.C. says, how high? I mixed my metaphors there. All righty, so moving right along here. And again, I'm a big fan of science and technology, but it's got to be done responsibly. I think we can have safe genetic technology. I think we can have safe nuclear technology. We can have safe everything. We just can't let the money junkies make the key safety decisions, because money junkies don't think about safety. They don't think about what's good for humanity or good for the human race. They think about only one thing, that next stockholder report, that next bonus check. We've all seen addictive behavior. We all know how addicts stop caring about their families, their immediate surroundings, their community. It's just all about that next fix. They'll commit any crime, commit any atrocity to get that next fix. And remember, in that documentary Inside Job, scientists wired up Wall Street traders with sensors and found out that the part of their brain that lit up when they scored a big score for the money was exactly the same centers that light up when they do cocaine. It's a pleasure reinforcement. This is addictive behavior, and it is time for an intervention before they destroy the entire world. You go back and you look at Fukushima and what a disaster it was, because money junkies had curtailed and cut back all the safety systems to the bare minimum required. They weren't thinking about what was safe, what was practical, what was going to make sure that they didn't cause any damage. It was always about what is the minimum the government mandates. That's what we'll do. Same thing with the Gulf of Mexico disaster, the Deepwater Horizon. They weren't thinking how best to protect the environment and protect the lives of people working on the platform. It was always about what is the minimum required. And even then, they weren't staying current on that. No acoustic blowout preventers. The manual blowout preventer they had hadn't been maintained in 4 years. It was all about maximizing profit. And when it blows up, they say, we'll just let the people deal with the aftermath. We'll just get the corporate media to tell them that eating oil-soaked seafood is really okay for them. Just like Ann Coulter out there saying radioactivity is good for you after Fukushima. It's cheaper to bamboozle you and poison you than it is to actually do the job right. Going to grab a phone call here, Chris in Tennessee. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, Mike. I wanted to bring a true story to our attention. It was roughly 2 or 3 years when we were having this big stem cell push and genetics and test tube babies and stuff. Long story short, the University of Tennessee grew a sheep out of a test tube, and everybody was oohing and aahing about the way they did it and everything. Well, Mike, that sheep was out in the field, and on a sunny day, a bolt of lightning came out of the sky and killed that sheep. True story. I'm not making it up. The University of Tennessee had a little blurb on it, and then the story was covered up. Happened about 2 to 3 years ago. And that goes to show you what we're in for with this test tube.
I have a very hard time thinking that designer genes have anything to do with lightning strikes from the weather. It's a charming little story. I hadn't heard it. What I had, my understanding about this sheep is that when they tried to get it to reproduce, they discovered that it had serious reproductive problems. And in point of fact, the cloning technology was not producing an exact genetic copy, that there were serious transcription errors, and there were all kinds of problems that led to all kinds of health issues. I think far more alarming is this revelation that they've already created humans with DNA from three parents instead of just two.
Wow!
And you know they're basically rolling the dice. They're out there in a desperate hunt for the next genetic patent that they can make a ton of money on, and that drive to get to the patent, that drive to get to the market, leads them to make some very, very reckless decisions. And let me give you a good example, because we're all talking about software, whether it's organic or silicon. We've already seen how the American software computer industries will rush products to market as fast as they can, and then they'll just say, we'll fix the problems after it's already out there and we've made our money, and we'll let the end user be our quality insurance department, they'll email in the problems, and then we'll fix the problems in a later release. And that's their whole attitude of getting you to work for them for free, plus the money you gave them for the software in the first place. Well, that same attitude seems to already pervade genetically modified products. They put them out there, and then they wait for the end users to call back and complain and say, look, this isn't working out very well. And the genetic, it's like the story with the tomatoes, and the geneticists will say, all right, we'll tinker it around, we'll get it out there again. The problem with is if you have a software error on your computer doesn't turn around and kill you. Unless it's flying your airplane or running your nuclear reactor or something like that. But we're talking about biological organisms that are being sold, intended to be consumed by other livestock or by humans. And we're already finding out livestock that are being fed on this genetically modified corn are developing reproductive problems. What's really scary is there was this one company in California that was intentionally designing a genetically modified corn that would sterilize whoever was eating it. And that ties in, of course, with this whole Bill and Melinda Gates funding all this genetically modified corn research as a means of covert population control. They're playing literally with the fundamental code of life. And it's only going to take one really serious mistake to have a serious impact on all of life on Earth. They could accidentally create something that is really lethal. I think a good example of that is this story that came out about these three live virus vaccines that were mixed together and injected into chickens to cure them of the respiratory illnesses they get from these, you know, factory chicken farms where they're all cooped up, you know, together and breathing each other's residue, to put it politely. And it turned out these three live virus vaccines were spontaneously recombining inside the chicken and triggered this devastating chicken disease that's spreading all over the place. They had an ugly disaster down in Australia some years back where they were messing around with this rabbit fever, and they were tinkering with its genes, and they wound up releasing this illness that basically wiped out all the rabbits. I think it was on the entire island of Tasmania, if I recall correctly. It's been a while since I went up on that, but they're playing with a very dangerous technology, and if it gets out into the wild, there's no getting it back. Even as bad as Fukushima is, we can avoid seafood, we can stay out of the ocean, you know, it's more or less we know where it is and it's contained. But you start playing around with genes and something nasty gets out there, it will be everywhere, and you can't see it, you can't know it's there. When they were going around the world collecting these samples of non-altered plants, they went up into the mountains of Mexico to get wild natural maize, and when they analyzed it, they found out it had already been contaminated by pollen from genetically modified corn. The stuff is everywhere. I mean, they're literally, the possibility of this technology triggering an extinction-level event is very real. And the U.S. federal government just basically greenlit the GMO companies to do whatever they want. Even if there's evidence of problems with the product, it's still going to get rubber stamped. That's the riders they're trying to put into this farm bill and agricultural appropriations bill. It's a complete green light for more reckless behavior by the money junkies. And it's dangerous, and it's very, very scary. Okay, let's see. We have another caller, Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was just on the subject of GMOs and so forth. Most countries don't even allow it. I know a lot of Europe
most
allow
of European most of European countries, it has to be on the label. If there's any genetically altered content in the product, it has to be on the label. It's the reverse in the United States and Canada. It is illegal to label a product GMO free. If you have a natural organic product, you're not allowed to tell
that.
People.
Oh,
that's
geez.
What you got. Yeah, yeah, that's. Exactly.
Taiwan won't accept American beef.
Yes.
Taiwan rejects it, but yet we eat it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if that's all that there is in the store to buy, then, you know, you'll eat it. And it's sort of weird. We used to be in the situation where American corporations would dump their dangerous and deadly products onto the third world. Now they're exporting the best that America can make, and they dump the really cruddy stuff on the American people.
Yeah.
And we have all
like
chemicals
everything.
In our food that make us gain weight. We have all the chemicals in our food that that are interfering with our endocrine systems and just screwing up, our hormonal balance. We always wonder why are young kids physically maturing so much sooner than they did a generation ago. It's because of all the hormones being pumped into our food animals, and they eat the hormones, and the hormones are there to force maturity earlier. And any hormones that are not completely metabolized by the farm animals are still in the food, and people are eating it, and it's interfering with their chemistry.
Like, how much more blatant does it have to be before?
I keep asking that every single day. And I don't know, maybe there's something that we're being fed or in the tap water that seems to keep Americans tranquilized and dumbed down, because, we are so far past the point at which Egypt exploded and had their revolution. We're so far past the point at which Iceland kicked out their government. And I just have to wonder, we used to pride ourselves as a nation of courageous innovators and a pioneering spirit that built this nation. And it just almost seems like, most Americans are walking around in this drugged out haze, just like out of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, that you get your shot of tranquilizer every once in a while and just wander around zoned out and doing your job and not questioning.
Right. We don't even have the brains to make our own Olympic uniforms,
Well, we do, but it was all the money.
Thank goodness we have China. They know how. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is I was explaining to somebody, like the riots and so forth going on worldwide, and I was really shocked to see Mexico, of all places, Mexico City, hundreds of thousands of people protesting election fraud.
Yes.
And I got to thinking about it. Mike, where are they not protesting except here in the United States?
Well, there are protests here in the United States of America. They haven't gone violent because we understand that violence is what the federal government is waiting for. But look at the Occupy movement. They're all across America. We still have an Occupy camp here in Honolulu. We know that agent provocateurs are being sent into Tampa to try and cause problems so that the police will have an excuse to keep people out of the Republican National Committee or convention, rather. It's all staged. We understand violence is not going to work. We just have to continue to stand up and shout to the rest of the world, we are not the wallet of last resort if you are dumb enough to put your money here in the financial system. It's amazing. I mean, it's so incredibly crooked, and apparently it doesn't seem to bother those people who've got their money invested here. Okay?
Yeah, but it's like all the things that we have been poo-pooing other countries for: election fraud, unsanitary conditions, this, that, and the other thing, censorship, human rights violations. We're the worst offenders now.
Yeah, we absolutely are. And a lot of people are still talking about that clip from the newsroom on HBO where the guy is up there and saying, "We're not the greatest nation on earth." And he goes down all these statistics, which are absolutely accurate about, our decline in education and health and infant mortality and all these other things that are going on here. We're not the greatest nation on earth anymore. And Americans need to wake up and realize that our greatness was literally bartered away for the wealth of Wall Street. All these things that made us great that we used to do were simply chopped up and exported to other countries and simply sold off. And, we're not a capitalist nation anymore, and we're not free. We've become a fascist dictatorship. And people need to wake up and admit that to themselves before we can take the next step of saying, all right, it's time to bring this to an end. It's gone on long enough.
I think people don't want to accept that. It's too much.
You're right. They don't. They don't, because, we've all been raised to think that we're courageous and brave and that we would have the courage to stand up against political corruption. But when you're actually confronted with the reality that your government has gone horribly wrong, most people,
how stupid could I be,
I'm sorry?
How did I not see this?
Well,
it didn't happen overnight.
Okay, actually what's going on is people, when they're confronted with that government that's gone wrong, they look for reasons not to see it, because if they take action right. against a corrupt government, there's a danger there. There's a risk. You have your life destroyed standing up to the government. You know, so you basically look away, and if you know the government is corrupt and you're not doing anything about it, then you have to surrender your own self-image of being a good human being. And so most people are just grateful for anything the corporate media will feed them that allows them to go on thinking of themselves as a good human being while not challenging the power structure. Their attitude is, I would take a stand against corruption and evil, but I don't see any right now, so I'm going to go back to watching American Idol. We've got to take a break for commercials here right now. We'll be back with the last segment of today's show after these words from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And it's good to be back here at the microphone at Republic Broadcasting. We did enjoy are almost 1 week in Cincinnati, and it was a wonderful time getting to meet and talk with all these people from all over the world and sort of listen to what their perspective was on things the United States is doing. And I have to be very honest, it's not – world opinion of the United States is not very good right now, even despite the tremendously warm welcome that Cincinnati rolled out for everybody. So later in this week, we're going to be talking more and more about the upcoming London Olympics. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But we can see very clearly how desperate the U.S. government is, how desperate the NATO governments and the European governments are to get a really good world war going as a way of distracting the people from the economic disaster, which is as a result of private central banking issuing all the public currency as a loan at interest. And as you go around talking to your friends, and I encourage you to talk to everybody about what's going on and tell them the real news is the corruption on Wall Street and all the fraud that's going on. Okay, and it's not Tom Cruise's latest marital woes. It's about the stuff that affects your life. And just remember, before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. Now they're trying to get us into the third one in a row, because when you have a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, sooner or later that little Ponzi scheme must collapse. And if you gloss it over with a world war, then people don't understand that's what's going on. And we're in a situation here where a bunch of money junkies are perfectly willing to trade the lives of millions of your children to protect themselves from the righteous anger of the people who have been sold into slavery to these bankers by their own governments. 235 years ago, we fought a revolution to be free of the predatory behavior of a private central bank called the Bank of England. And we're back in the same mess right now. In fact, if you go back and you read that Declaration of Independence again, and I hope you read last July 4th, we're back in the same evils that prompted that first revolution. We're right back in there. Now, I'm not arguing for violent revolution. Violence is what the government is hoping will do, because then they can crack down on the entire country, impose martial law, and say, look, you did it to yourselves. I am absolutely convinced that in a little while longer, the U.S. government is going to go the way of the Soviet Union, collapsed and destroyed by its own internal rot and corruption. I'm convinced that the Federal Reserve is on the verge of collapse, and it will take most of the Western banking system with it. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that later on in the week here. So that's it for our show. We'll be back tomorrow on the same time here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So until then, thanks for tuning in. Tell all your friends about our show. Tell all your friends about Republic Broadcasting, and Aloha America.